Most moose herds in Wyoming are in decline, but the Snowy Range moose herd appears to be an exception. After a moose reintroduction in northern Colorado, they started showing up in the Snowy Range Mountains west of Laramie in the 1980s. They're commonly spotted throughout southeast Wyoming, but there is little data concerning their exact numbers. Now a joint research project by the University of Wyoming and Wyoming Game and Fish is trying to change that. Up in the mountains, researchers Alex May and Jake Warner are on the trail of a cow moose. They collared the moose in the spring and have a general idea of where she is.
So we'll get out here and try to see if we can, if she's close by or if we need to drive somewhere else.
May is a master's student for the UW Co-op. He says it's important to see the moose.
A big part of it is how many calves does she have? Does she have one or does she have two? And these are all moose that we determined to be pregnant when we captured them in March. And then we're also looking at calf survival throughout the summer.
As he picks his way across a windy bluff, May explains that elsewhere, moose calves frequently die in the first couple of weeks after birth, but not in the Snowies.
But what we're seeing so far with this population is that many calves are surviving through the summer, but they have a hard time in winter. We seem to lose a lot of them between August and winter period.
We hike down a ridge and find a second bluff that overlooks a large valley with the Snowy Range Mountains in the background. There is a river with lots of trees and bushes, a great hiding place for a moose.
So I'll probably walk to the end of that point just to be sure. But right now it sounds like she's right in there. Yeah.
The researchers are trying hard not to startle the moose. They don't want her to take off without seeing her.
As soon as she has our scent and hears a twig snap, then the game's up and they usually walk off or trot off, and you really have no hope of catching up, you know.
We see a coyote, we see a deer, but no sign of our moose. And then, boom, there she is, staring at us. And then they are off.
The cow got startled and she came out of her hiding spot and crossed the river, and now she's running through the sage, and her calf is probably 50 or 60 yards behind her.
So you saw one?
One calf, yeah.
May says this particular cow and calf looked very healthy, but others looked thin and ribs were poking out.
And a lot of these moose that are on these river drainages actually winter high up in the forest. Like when we catch her, she's clear over on that ridge line in the trees, and then she comes all the way out this river in the summertime. So one of the goals of this project is to find out why, which strategies are more productive for survival and calf production versus others.
One theory is that beetle kill in the forest is helping moose survive. Corey Klass is in charge of the project for the Wyoming Game and Fish Department.
Especially with beetle kill, if more openness in the forest canopy creates better moose populations, et cetera, then maybe that's something we should look at down the road. But yeah, I mean, certainly trying to pick out the things that are benefiting the herd and try and get those in other herds as well.
Klass says if they can figure out what habitat is better for moose, they should be able to replicate that elsewhere in the state. But first, there are many more moose to find. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.